KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
It's Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest,
local favorite for a holiday special, Zach Churchill.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
It's the same every day. I do that, then you do this.
What I'm supposed to speak first?
Same. It's every right. Every morning is the same.
Hello, John.
Hello, Bob.
How you doing? It's Daily Scramble Live for the listener. I know you know that already, Tyler. And here we are, back from KX Takeover. They took over and then they went away. And now it's just you and me left alone on this desert island we call radio.
It was a whirlwind couple of days that we'll talk about more. But yes, Zach Churchill will be in at 9 a.m. today. You know him very well, Jason Fetty,
yeah,
as do
lovely,
I.
Lovely, lovely, lovely boy.
I love him. Holiday special. We've been doing it for 3 years. We'll don Santa hats and play Feliz Navidad. It'll be great.
Cool.
It's Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5 Thursday morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
First up in local news this morning, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom, Laguna Beach City Council voted unanimously on Tuesday to revoke the operating permit of a skincare salon, which had been open for less than a year. Not long after Ocean's Skincare opened on Forest Avenue in February, city staff began receiving complaints from residents who claimed they were solicited in the street near the shop in clear violation of city rules that prohibit any business being conducted outside the physical premises. The attorney representing the owners makes the claim that the city's enforcement appears selective. He cites several other merchants with signboards and mannequins outside their storefronts. The council was unconvinced, swayed by a staff report showing the shop staff ignoring earlier citations and a video filmed by a resident showing the shop's illegal sales tactics.
Well, there's a couple of things there, isn't there, Tyler? How's the skincare business? What are they? They're out on the street with clipboards. What are they doing? Oh, that doesn't look good. Terrible acne, love. Come on in.
I mean, the only reason why I could imagine a skincare company would want to pay Forest Avenue rent is so they can do exactly that. So if they can't do that, there's no reason to be on Forest Avenue. You might as well get a little office somewhere.
Could be anywhere. Yeah. Yeah, because people generally, but they'll search online, won't they? Skincare.
Right. No one's going to have a bag in their hand from Tuvalu and then be like, you know what I need today? Some skincare.
I need a skin peel.
Some Botox.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. There are some odd businesses down there. There's a massage parlor on Forest Avenue.
There's several in town.
Several what? Massage parlors?
Yeah, there's one above Zinc in that weird little thing by the Community Foundation.
Yeah. I think it's fair dues that it should be a mishmash or a relatively diverse kinds of businesses on one street. Forest, though, really is Restaurant Row, isn't it?
Yeah, or art galleries or boutiques.
Yeah.
Certainly not medical practices for the most part.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, it shows that the city puts their money where their mouth is, huh? They don't mess around.
I know. It's funny, though, isn't it? Wouldn't that... I mean, I suppose it's... for me, you know, it's fair enough if they want to tout for business, but how are they doing it? How would you do that? Wouldn't it be funny if dentists did it, you know? Excuse me, sir. I notice you've got wonky teeth. No, you can't do that. It's insulting.
No, you really can't.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. How about some national news today? The Federal Reserve has raised interest rates by 0.25 percentage points. It's the first increase since 2006. The move is likely to cause ripples around the world and could increase pressure on others to raise rates. It could also mean higher borrowing costs for developing economies, many of which are already seeing slow growth, as higher rates in the U.S. could strengthen the dollar, the currency in which many countries and companies borrow. It puts the U.S. policy at odds with that in Europe, where even easier borrowing terms are being implemented. Rates in the U.S. have been at near zero since 2008. Also, financial news this morning, a budget deal has been reached between Congress leaders and the White House. The $1.1 trillion spending bill funds the government through 2016, raising defense spending and extending tax credits. If the spending bill passes, it will prevent a government shutdown. Both the spending bill and a new tax bill are expected to be voted on by the end of the week.
Yeah, well, they have to do that, don't they?
Wait, what happens if the government shuts down?
It's happened before. They all go home. I think that's what they want, really. That's what I want.
So if they don't agree to a budget, they just stop working?
They go home.
What if other companies could do that?
Well, you can do that, but the other companies, they lose revenue and they go out of business.
Yeah.
Well, it's all, you know, it's just sort of party politics, but Paul Ryan seems to want to keep things going, especially in his first few months as Speaker of the House. I don't know. Complicated. The other story about interest rates rising slightly is a good sign for our economy. It means that we're sort of going back to normal. You know, the ball in the roulette wheel of our economy has been, a finger has been on it for a while to stop interest rates going up.
What a fun metaphor.
Well, it's actually worse than that. I mean, it means that not only has a finger been on it, but the finger has been pushing the ball towards certain numbers at certain times that you and I, as, you know, risk takers out in the economy, don't know where that's going to go. But at least the market is coming back to its own, less regulation, sort of normalization. I suppose that's a good thing.
You know, I bet $100 on red as my first bet last time I went to Vegas, and it landed on 00.
Ooh.
That's the worst.
That is the worst.
It's not even black.
No.
You know?
It's an insult.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you should have complained. 00 is an insult. Nobody bets on that.
Wonder how many times they get that. The U.S. and Cuba have reached an understanding on resuming regular commercial flights between the two countries. Unnamed officials in Cuba and the U.S. said an announcement was imminent. It's unclear when the flights would start because negotiations between the Cuban government and the U.S. airlines could take months. The move is a significant step nearly a year after the former Cold War enemies began restoring diplomatic relations. The U.S. reopened its embassy in Havana in August after a 54-year absence.
When I saw that story in the news, I thought it said fights, not flights.
Oh.
So originally I thought it said U.S. and Cuba have normalized their fights. Like they've just gone back to being enemies again. That's good. I'd love to go to Cuba.
I really want to go to Cuba, but what I enjoy most about the prospect of going to Cuba is it's like frozen in time-ness, right? How there's cars from the 1950s everywhere.
Yeah.
But I believe that's probably going to change now that it's back to normal.
Oh, they're going
to
build some big old resorts.
Yeah.
It's going to be Starbucks on every corner. I mean, that's just the way
the world. So I really want to go somehow before that happens.
Yeah, now's the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go now.
New Zealand.
No, right now. Let's go.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's put a record on.
One more story today.
Yeah.
This is a great story, Jason. New Zealand has given approval to the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster to carry out marriage ceremonies in the country. Members of the church call themselves Pastafarians and believe that the world was created by an airborne spaghetti and meatballs-based thing. While the church has an international following, which it says is in the millions, if not thousands, its members have faced legal hurdles in the past. In 2011, an Austrian man was given permission to use a driving license photo showing him wearing a colander or large sieve as a religious headgear, but a similar application in Germany, this time involving a pirate bandana, failed last month. The church's lead official, or top ramen, prefers to remain anonymous, but has stated that the next step is to nominate a marriage celebrant for approval. We're a bona fide church, she says, and our people do like to get married, some of them several times.
Do you think it might be a satirical religion, this?
No. No, I don't think so.
The Pastafarians and the top ramen, I love it.
But what I love about it is, I mean, religion, think about Mormonism.
Mm-hmm.
A guy came with some plates that he found and said, I've got this religion, and a bunch of people followed him.
Right.
Why can't people do that today?
They can.
That's exactly what they did.
It's like Bill Maher, you just have to look a little crazier than the last one.
Right. And then if you get accredited or your country's like, all right, whatever. And then you have a religion.
Yeah, there's tax breaks for it. There's all sorts of things for being religious. We could start one ourselves.
I think I'd rather just join this one.
Scramblarianism.
Scrambleariats. Yeah. Ooh.
You could be a good egg. If you're a good egg, you go to, where do you go to scramble heaven?
I think from this point on, all of our listeners should be called Scrambleariats.
Yep. Good morning, Scrambleariats.
Scrambleariats or well, Scrambleariets?
Well, depends.
We got to discuss
this. We need to figure this out.
We'll have a meeting.
Yeah.
Jason, I'll have a meeting. We'll get back to you. Good news today.
Morning.
Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5. Human Crafted Radio here in Laguna Beach, California. Over the past 2 days, we've done something quite special, Jason Fetti.
I know, it's been really fun. Been a bit hectic, but it's been really, really fun, and I'm very grateful to a lot of people for participating.
Yeah, Monica Silva was a champion, a hero, working 16-hour days, probably.
Yeah.
I can't even believe the office is clean this morning, because it was covered in beans yesterday. There were beans on the ceiling. And I came this morning, and it's fine.
I know. That was cool, too. The food that was provided by
Tortilla Republic and Heidelberg Cafe.
So nice. And so food here all day. We had people from the community in and out all day, which actually is lovely because it's so unusual for us to spend a lot of time alone or just Tyler and I, like two men trapped in an elevator here, just chatting away.
Contemplating their lives.
Waiting for the cops to arrive. And so it was lovely. We saw a lot of people and we made a bunch of cash for the station. Very important.
Right. It was KX Takeover, which is where community members come on the air and they get to do their own show. Everybody from the mayor to Greg McGillivray to Rick Reese from the Montage to the girls from Next Gen who ended everything last night, who were fantastic. It's just so fun. It's fun for a couple reasons. That it reminds us that we're a lot of different voices and people that contribute to a community radio station. And that people are passionate about keeping it alive in Laguna. And that means a lot to us.
Yeah, we're always balancing our sort of two missions. One, to bring generational alt-rock and the best in new music to the ears of the people both here and out in the world on the internet. And then also being entrenched in the community and bringing in news and information about what's going on in town. And just being part of this community and helping out where and when we can, you know. So that side of it was really apparent over the last couple of days.
Yeah, that was one thing that I considered a big compliment that the Next Gen girls said last night. They said, wherever I go, this station is. Whatever event I'm at, whatever community thing, this station is there too.
Yeah.
Or represented in some way. And for a staff of three full-time people, we're pretty proud of that.
We are. We're ubiquitous. It's a good word, isn't it? We're out there in the community when we're trying our best to do more. So if you've got an event coming up or some sort of non-profit organization you'd like to shed a spotlight on, just be in touch with us. Stay in touch. We're always available, and we love being part of Laguna Beach.
Indeed. So we're getting the totals ready today of how much money we did raise for our station over the past 2 days, and there'll be a winner of the Silver Tongue Award who will get a prize.
Yeah.
Perhaps a trophy.
Wow.
And we'll award that tonight at our holiday dinner. So that's that.
Yeah, exciting. Thanks to everybody for being involved, especially, of course, to Monica Silva, who did the whole thing with a big fat smile on her face.
Yeah, you didn't see her last night at 7, though. Daily Scramble. You know, it's that time of year where you don't want to go to the mall, right?
Generally so,
you just don't want to go.
No.
I had to go to the Apple store 2 days ago, which already is my worst nightmare. I hate it.
Yeah.
Such a first world problem to hate the Apple store, but
I can't stand it. I think the service is lousy, and I think they're just upselling every 5 minutes, so that's that.
But I had broken my phone screen.
I saw that. I cracked it. I didn't want to mention it. I was nervous.
You didn't want to mention it?
Yeah, I thought I just didn't want to upset you. Like those guys standing outside the skincare place in town, time for business. You don't want to say to people, see, you've got a bit of acne there. That's for a close friend or relation to say, hey, I've noticed. Gently to bring it to your attention. You didn't want to. Anyway.
It was pretty apparent that I broke my phone screen.
Yes, it was.
So I knew I had to go to the Apple store. And I've owned an iPhone for almost 10 years now since it first came out. Yeah. And I've never cracked a phone screen. So, but I spoke with some of my female acquaintances. And they said, just charm the Apple Genius Bar employee and you will get a free screen. And because this works for all of my woman friends. That's what they say. They say they flirted their way to getting a free screen.
Right.
And I thought, well, there's absolutely no way that's going to work unless I get a gay guy, Apple employee.
So did you search out the gay guy? Use your gaydar?
No, I just got lucky.
Did you really?
And I got him. I got the only homosexual Apple employee that day, I'm assuming.
They're all gay.
No, they're not. They're nerds. And they're not gay. So this particular guy was like, oh, you broke your screen. And he was really...
Was he flirting? Yeah.
Just okay. Immediately flirting. Mm. And I mean, I gave it back because I didn't want to spend $109 on a new iPhone screen. And I was considering myself so fortunate. So he's really flirty and playful. Like, I can't believe you did it. And oh, he looked at my phone case, which is salami. It's pictures of salami.
Right.
And he was like, that's so cute. Here's how you should make salami. And he told me how to make salami.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. And then his tone changed. His voice changed. He got down to business and said, okay, this is $108. And I said, what? We just went through this whole thing. And I ended up paying for it.
And you showed him your salami on everything.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what. I don't know how it's different for a girl.
I've never even tried.
It didn't work for me.
I've had a couple of new screens. There's those, like, they have those little stalls, I guess you'd call them, a little.
Yeah, you shouldn't go to those. Why? It voids your warranty with Apple. Because if anything bad happened to your phone later, they're going to know you got a foreign screen. Mm. And they will not honor your warranty.
Dropped my phone in the toilet once and went to the Apple store and said, my phone stopped working. And the guy said, okay. And then they took it in the back and he came out and he said, it's full of water. I'm like, really? Wow, I don't know how that happened.
Did they?
Must be right. You know what I said? I completely lied. I said, I've got a 6-year-old. Yeah, I totally lied. It was a really brazen lie because I didn't. You put me on the spot.
You did not get a free phone from this, did
no,
you?
I know.
You paid for it.
To pay for it.
All right.
Yeah.
See, so both of us tried in our own ways. Yeah. I tried being charming. You tried just brazenly lying, and neither one of us got what we needed from the Apple Store.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Good luck out there.
Daily Scramble Live.
It's Daily Scramble Live. That's a short little thing, isn't it?
Daily Scramble Live.
Yes.
Here's a shorter one.
Daily Scramble Live.
Is it shorter by how many point naught of a second or something?
Here's even a shorter one.
Daily
Star Wars.
Ah, I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah, it was premiered yesterday in London.
Oh, if there's anything about the movie, do not say anything.
No, it doesn't say anything about the movie
here. Man, I got scared.
There's a few things. We had a story in the news this morning about a church in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm. What is it called? The Pastafarians?
Pastafarians, yeah. And their leader, the top ramen.
The top ramen.
So great. A church in Berlin has announced it will hold a special pre-Christmas service devoted to Star Wars.
Hmm.
It's good, isn't it? They're going to use organ music inspired by the score. And they see parallels to Christian traditions in the films, apparently. Good way to get bodies into the old church.
Some of my Christian acquaintances consider it witchcraft and wizardry.
Do they?
So that one is definitely a little more progressive, I'd say.
Yeah. You are excited, of course, about the Star Wars. When is it coming out in the U.S.?
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Let me give you a few bullet points.
Let's have the lowdown.
It comes out tonight in some instances, if you have tickets to see some sort of premiere showing tonight. If you do not, it comes out tomorrow for all normal people. Or if you're me, you can't see it until this coming Monday because you're traveling this weekend to a remote ski town, right? So I've convinced my family to drive 2 hours to go see the movie next week at the only nearby theater. But the problem is I cannot get any spoilers this weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to delete all my social media today. This afternoon, I'm going to delete my Facebook, my Twitter, my Instagram.
Delete? What do you mean by that?
I'm going to disable it until next week. And
right.
I'm not going to go on the internet. I'm not going to go. And if you see me and you tell me anything about Star Wars, we are no longer friends.
Why do you have to delete all your... Why just put your computer away?
Because if my phone's in my hand, I'm going to habitually click the Facebook button.
Right, yeah.
I'm just going to do it.
You should have left your screen broken.
I couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
So I can't know anything until Monday. So if you don't see me online, that's why.
Does it matter so much if you knew? The movie will still be great.
It doesn't matter to you, but it matters to me.
You know what happens in this film. You know what happens.
No, I don't.
You do.
No one knows.
Everything turns out fine in the end.
Not necessarily.
Yeah.
And besides that, there's a lot of... You're riling me up. There's a lot of surprises and things that people are expecting, like what's going on with Luke Skywalker and who's that guy in the mask and what.
And new characters, because they've always got new good characters.
Yeah, I can't know.
Yeah.
I can't know any of that.
Amazing, isn't it? This little film that was supposed to be just some nonsense film, and everybody thought it wouldn't work, and it was, you know, Lucas had problems funding it, and he got actors from, you know, with backgrounds in British theatre and all this. Just... It's bloomed into this huge thing now where people like yourself are prepared to disconnect yourself from every connection you've got.
I've never done that before. This is the only time I've ever considered doing that.
Yeah, it's a big, big thing.
It really is.
Yeah.
So if you have tickets tonight, then good on you, mate.
And if there are parallels to the Jesus story, that's not a bad thing either.
Well, people manage to draw parallels to Star Wars in whatever it is that they believe or worship.
Right.
For example, Eric Rankin, who hosts Awakening Code Radio, did an entire show about the hero's journey as it relates to spiritual awakening on Tuesday. So that's his belief. Meanwhile, church is parallel. I mean, it's just incredible that it can fit all these different ideologies. You know, Disney made Star Wars oranges and sold them in a grocery store.
Isn't this new movie is a Disney film, isn't it?
It's Disney owned Star Wars now. Yeah. George Lucas sold it for some tens of millions of dollars.
Good for him.
And their marketing is out of control. Yeah. They made Star Wars fruit. How is that related to anything?
This was one of the first movies to do the marketing thing, to make the Princess Leia dolls and, you know, the Wookiee thing, whatever, early
on. Yeah, Lucas made a lot of money on that.
There's very few dolls made of movies before that.
I have unopened Star Wars figures at home because I thought they'd be valuable someday.
They may be.
Well, I went to a store and they're not.
Not now,
not
no.
Really.
Yeah.
I had a friend who I was talking to this morning who 10 years ago when we were in high school waited in line like all day for the opening of Star Wars, and the news went to interview him, and he said something like, after this movie, there will be no point in living. Although, and they quoted him on the news doing that. Even though he said something else that would have given it more context before, but they just took that blurb and put it on NBC local news in Tucson. People care, man.
There's something sad about a child growing up with unopened boxes of toys on his shelf, just not used, just sitting there waiting for them to increase in value. I don't know, man, if that's...
I played with some, but I left others unopened. In fact, I preferred if you got me two. So I could open one and leave another unopened.
Yeah.
It was a big thing. It still is.
Yeah, well, you know, some of those things may or may not be worth a lot of money, but it really was a groundbreaking thing. I mean, prior to that, amazing to make... Some movies are not... You can't make a doll out of, you know, All the President's Men or, you know, it's not Stardust. Is my Barbara Streisand... I don't know.
When Harry Met Sally.
Funny to do, yeah. Right, yeah, that'd be funny to do that, yeah. It's a good bit. Although the Beatles had dolls, that, you know, in those Beatles movies.
Sure, of course.
Came out, and Elvis, I guess.
Yeah, some things are what's it called, retailable?
Yeah.
Some things are not, indeed. Mm. There's a perfect commercial on right now that synopsizes the way people my age feel about Star Wars. The way boys my age feel about Star Wars. And that's the commercial for the video game Battlefront. And this guy is in his office looking at this old Star Wars action figure he has. Mm-hmm. Like an old R2-D2. Mm-hmm. And it flashbacks his childhood, doing lightsaber battles with his brother and playing, you know, as they grow up, they subsequently do more Star Wars things as they get older, more adult Star Wars things. Then his brother shows up outside his office in an X-Wing and is like, come on, man, let's do this. And he's an adult now, and he jumps in the plane and he goes off and plays the video game.
Yeah.
And it just shows that through our lives, 20-somethings lives...
Yeah, it's been a huge cultural influence.
It's managed to influence every part of it.
Goodness me.
So I'm very excited, but do not ruin it until Monday, okay?
You know what? I'm not likely to ruin it. You know why?
Because you're not going to see it.
Because I'm not going to see it. There ain't no secrets anymore.
All right. KX93.5 is here. Daily Scramble Live. Good morning, Jason Fetty.
Good morrow.
I'm Tyler Russell. And the lady and I did a gift exchange last night. Right? Because I'm not going to be in town. She's not going to be in town.
Oh,
so we
yes,
traded our Christmas gifts last
the
night.
The lady.
Yeah. It was a... Yeah. Do you want to know what I got?
Yeah, I do want to know. Tell me what you got.
I got...
Yeah.
Some Stormtrooper slippers.
Nice.
I got... I forgot the first thing already. The best thing I got... Oh, I got a keg that goes in your fridge and it dispenses beer on tap.
Okay.
Very fancy.
Yeah.
And I got a authentic Spanish paella pan.
Brilliant.
With imported Spanish chorizo, Spanish rice, and Spanish saffron and stuff to make paella with, and a paella cookbook.
Those are very good gifts, actually, because they are exactly what gifts should be. They're things you would never buy yourself.
Right.
So,
right.
Very
but,
good.
But that I will get used out of.
Yeah, you'll use them all.
I've already worn the Stormtrooper slippers.
Yeah. And you seem very drunk this morning.
Have you gotten anything for Hanukkah?
No.
You're waiting till Christmas.
We do Christmas,
you're waiting
yeah.
till Christmas.
We do Christmas.
And you expect the moon and stars.
Oh, I expect to be lavished, yeah.
Right.
I'm a great believer in it.
Yeah.
It's the true spirit of Christmas.
I got her a hot air balloon ride.
That's cool.
Cool, right?
Wow.
Yeah. It was on Groupon.
All right.
And I got her a chicken. Just like you bought a couple chickens.
Right, for charity.
I bought her a chicken.
Charity chicken.
Yeah, a chicken that went to a woman in Africa.
Great.
But her reaction was very underwhelmed.
It always is when you do that. I've done that many times and people go, oh, great. But I don't care because it's a charity chicken.
Yeah, you just bought a chicken for a starving woman in Africa.
That's right.
She was very concerned, though, until I explained that they're not eating the chicken. They're using it for its eggs. She thought that I bought a chicken that the woman was holding and smiling, that in the next photo she's slaughtering.
Oh, I thought they were going to kill it and eat it. Why
no,
not?
They use it for eggs.
That's all right to kill and eat a chicken.
Yeah, of course. But you show her a picture of this nice chicken that you bought. There's this chicken you killed.
Chicken's all smiling.
Yeah.
Chicken's like, this is cool. The next thing.
That was through the Peace Exchange, a local charity. You can spend $15. They'll send a chicken to Africa. It was my understanding that they keep it for its eggs. But if they kill it, then the picture becomes a little morose.
Yeah, maybe. But you know what? When an egg is killed, that somebody dies.
Well, okay.
An angel loses
now
its wings.
Now you're really getting into something.
I don't know. Anyway, it's a lovely thing to do that. And you're right. People generally are a little disappointed.
like you buy somebody a star.
Yeah.
Right? They're like,
yeah.
So where? How do I?
Right. No, that's
can I write it or?
No, they want the thing. They want the paella pan.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a sole gift for somebody. That's actually, to just get that one thing for somebody. Oh, I bought you some chickens in Africa.
That's well, I a real, got a few things.
It's a letdown.
I got a Roku.
Did you?
It's a nice gift.
I'm excited about the Roku. If I don't get a Roku for Christmas, I'm going to buy myself one. You know what's great about the Roku? It's got you can plug in a set of headphones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That
so
is
you can
great,
watch
actually.
TV without annoying the wife.
Like wireless headphones.
Yeah.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You plug them, usually actual headphones, and you plug them in with your cable into the remote control.
And there's no better sound than some stereo headphones.
That's right.
Can't beat that.
I like me some stereo headphones. And you can get Amazon on it, which you can't on the Apple TV, which always annoys me. If I'm going to watch Amazon, I have to go in the other room.
Yep. Mm. Get yourself a Roku.
Got to get one.
I'll get you one.
No, don't.
Nah.
No.
Are you doing like, no, you shouldn't have?
No,
are you
much
saying legitimately?
Get chickens in Africa.
Did you get me anything for Christmas?
Not yet. I will. You know, you've got to be careful about how you do. I buy a lot of stuff online, as you know. Constantly stuff coming, and I've got my memory is shot like a 50-year-old
man. Oh, yeah, I don't
man.
Remember what I got either.
And things arrive, and it's great.
Yeah.
It's like gifts every day. Stuff arrived. Yesterday, 3 suit bags arrived.
I ripped open a wrapped package I got in the mail yesterday because I thought it was for me, but it turns out it was a gift I got for someone else. It's like, oh, what'd I get?
That's a letdown. That's a letdown.
Should have left that wrapped.
If you want to order stuff online, certainly from Amazon.com, I'm not trying to advertise Amazon, but everybody uses it, you've got to make sure that the stuff arrives, obviously, before Christmas. So, for free shipping, do you know this? December 16th. So, that was yesterday. you can still
get... But that's only if you're a regular Amazon subscriber. Prime will ship 2 days.
Right. So for the two-day shipping, free with Prime, you've got until December 22nd.
Right.
Pretty simple math.
Right? Two-day shipping before Christmas. Yeah, the 22nd.
Yeah, but they will do it. You would think that it would be...
Oh, no, they're the best.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, you should sign up for Amazon Smile for our organization if you haven't. If you're shopping this time of year and you are on Amazon, type in Laguna Radio Incorporated on smile.amazon.com and a percentage of everything you buy goes back to us. It's really cool, actually. It's super easy.
You're welcome.
No reason not to.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Well, that's that. We'll come back with some surf rock, literally a band called Surf Rock on KX93.5.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
Actually, it's become the sorbet of the week, hasn't it?
this week it has. This week's been a weird week, man. But yeah. We raised a lot of money and had a lot of fun over the past couple of days.
Totally great. KX Takeover, the podcasts of which are going up as we speak.
They are indeed.
So be able to hear all your friends and all that stuff over and over again on your road trips over the holiday.
While Jason is finishing some last-minute online Christmas shopping, I am posting a 14-hour-long podcast.
I'm not Christmas shopping. I'm looking for sorbets. If you, like me, wake up flustered and obsessing, here's a quick cerebral sorbet. It's a cleanser, if you will, for your mental palate. And if you won't, it's a windshield wiper for your mind.
What if you kind of will?
Then it's a cerebral scrub. Cerebral. Do you say cerebral or cerebral?
Neither. We say cerebral here on the Western Hemisphere.
I say cerebral, you say cerebral. All right, let's see. I love this. Albert Einstein.
Speaking of cerebral.
Yeah, Albert Einstein said this. Once you can accept the universe as a matter expanding into nothing that is something, wearing stripes with plaid comes easy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. One more time, please.
Once you can accept the universe as matter expanding into nothing, that is something. Wearing stripes with plaid comes easy.
That was the sorbet.
And what is your interpretation
day?
Of that exactly?
I think what he's saying is that people stress over nonsense, like whether you should wear plaid with stripes, blah, blah, blah.
And he's concerned
and he doesn't
with.
He care about yeah, any of that. It's right. Nonsense. The universe expanding. It's matter, stuff, expanding into non-stuff, which is actually stuff. Once you get your head around that, really, whether you're wearing, you know, black shoes and white socks is not an issue anymore.
You know, that's how I feel about Mars. This is why I get so excited about Mars.
Is it?
Because the entire world is like, oh, who's Justin Bieber dating? And I'm like, we can go to Mars.
Right.
You know? That's the new version of that.
It's a guy thing. That is a guy thing. You know, the landlord came around yesterday and fixed our garage door opener.
Okay.
And I go, that is amazing to me. A man came with a tool and he fixed it. That, to me, that's amazing. Justin Bieber can go, can Justin Bieber fix a garage door opener?
No way.
I doubt it.
No way.
Yeah.
He can play at the Marine Room Tavern.
He did do that recently.
But no, well, I don't think he can fix a garage door opener. What point were we? Where were we going?
I don't know. Got any Skrill Rex?
No, but
Daddy,
I do have.
What's this?
This song.
It's a Christmas song.
I heard that song in a grocery store the other day, and it's one we played, man, months and months and months ago. LL 40 Watt just goes to show you somebody's got to start the trend. Somebody's got to start the trend, and then songs end up getting big.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Hello, Jason Fetty.
I blame us for that.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Right. We just played a very funny Christmas song, The Magic of Christmas.
Yep.
And it reminded me that we have neglected to play my favorite Christmas song in the world this year.
Oh.
We haven't played it.
Okay.
And it's Alec Markin's Santa with a Spinning Head.
Right.
And Alec Markin is a local bloke. Mm. I'm literally British now. Alec Markin is a local bloke. And I don't know where he came from. I don't know how we found him. I don't know where the song came from. But it quickly became the best Christmas song I've ever heard.
Let's find out more about this guy and get him in.
We've had him in before. I actually have a live version of the song. I might be able to track him down again. But basically, it's about doing acid and then celebrating Christmas.
Fantastic.
Great song.
These are a few of my favorite things.
And speaking of Christmas celebrations, Zach Churchill will be in studio after 9 a.m. playing live as a holiday tradition. Very excited to have him in shortly. Shall we?
One, let's.
Two, three, four.
He's Santa, that's Santa, my Santa with the spinning head. Hey Santa, my Santa, I wonder if he's one of the undead. He's Santa, that's Santa, I think he's sexier than right said Fred. Hey Santa, my Santa, my Santa with the spinning head. I used to think the holidays were boring, always spent Christmas dinner snoring. But now there's a little dude who makes my day. Don't know how he makes my granny levitate that way. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
My Santa with the spinning head. Hey Santa.
Hey Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
I wonder if he's one of the undead. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
I think he's sexier than right said Fred.
So sexy.
Hey Santa.
Hey Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa with the spinning head. I've never had an acid trip I'm just not into. The kind of things that really wreck your head, why would you? But when his whiskers glow such brilliant colors, I wonder about the shrooms I brought home from my brothers. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
My Santa with the spinning head. Hey Santa.
Hey Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
I wonder if he's one of the undead. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
I think he's sexier than right said Fred.
He's sexy from Iceland.
Hey Santa.
Hey Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa with the spinning head. He casts away all of my fears when he sprays green liquid out from his ears. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa with the spinning head. I love the way his eyes look during jingle bells, reminiscent of the songs he used to sing in hell. One day I said, hey Santa, can you fly on a broom? And all of my possessions started flying around the room. He's Santa.
He's Santa.
That's Santa.
That's Santa.
My Santa with the spinning,
spinning
head.
Spinning.
Hey Santa.
Hey Santa.
My Santa.
My Santa.
I wonder.
Would you like to explain the secret word?
Yeah. People come in here and they do interviews and that can be really fun or it can be really boring. But either way, we're here and we're talking. Words. We say words and that's what we do on the radio. So, the secret word is when people come in here, we have a secret word. If they say it, they win nothing. But we get the satisfaction of hearing them say the word that we thought about earlier on.
So,
today's secret word is
reindeer. Reindeer.
Today's secret word is
reindeer. It's a holiday-themed secret word.
I'm excited.
I know you are.
All right, this is KX 93.5 Daily Scramble Live is the morning show. I'm Tyler Russell. That's Jason Fetty. Hello. This is a big holiday tradition that we're about to do.
Huge. It's getting bigger every year.
Quite literally.
Cast of thousands this morning.
How many people are in here right now?
So, we have 10 people in here today.
All right. We'll have you name them off in a bit. But
okay.
We have 10 people cool. In support of Zach Churchill. Good morning, Zach Churchill. Can we round of applause? Woo! Right
here. Good morning. Good morning, Tyler and Jason. Thank you so much for having me back. Third year in a row during the holiday season.
And it's not just the third time you've been here. I mean, you've performed here maybe twice as many times as that,
at least, possibly. Yeah.
And no, you weren't the very first person to ever be on this radio station, but you were close.
No, and he's one of those guys that like will be a pinch hitter. I mean, when Bono said he couldn't make it.
Right.
Zach showed up. Mm-hmm. Van Morrison, guys, all that,
I just hope that Justin Bieber isn't going to crash this party today.
No,
I hear he's been
here today because Bieber said he couldn't make it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Bieber was going to come. He just called about an hour ago.
So son of a.
Really sorry.
Well, this might just be better for you guys.
You wouldn't want Justin Bieber to come into your interview.
If he came in here right now, I would tell him to leave. I would not be like the Marine Room. I wouldn't be like the Marine Room band and be like, yeah, come and steal my show. I'd be like, dude, this is our time.
Are you serious?
I'm dead. No, I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
Yeah, you really ought to give that a second
Isn't
consideration.
It horrible though?
I'm kidding.
I feel sorry for Bieber because the truth is, I have every right to say, you know what, Bieber, this is not your. But you wouldn't.
You
because
can.
You think, well, maybe Bieber's got, he might be able to help me.
Well, you'll be
in the
on
future.
TMZ for he, sure.
Right.
Absolutely.
Get me on TV.
Those guys
give
were.
Me some cash or something. And that makes Bieber a very sad and lonely, miserable geezer, isn't he?
Wow, I didn't know you were going to go farther than me.
In fact, I'm going to start calling him Dustin Geezer. That's his new name.
Why did you change his first name?
I don't know. I just felt like it. Dustin Geezer.
Justin Geezer?
Justin Jesus.
Zach, we should mention something. I don't know what he's talking about. We have a secret word in this morning's conversation, okay? This
okay.
is important. There's a secret word. If you say it, you win a prize.
Yeah.
We know what it is, but nobody else knows what it is.
Okay.
And we're not going to force you to say it, but if it comes up in conversation, then
Do we
you
get
win a
hints?
Prize. It's holiday themed.
It's holiday themed.
The
Hanukkah.
Secret word is holiday themed. Don't just say words, Zach. It has to come up.
Baby Jesus.
It has to come up in conversation. All right, so just ignore that I said that, but let it
okay.
subliminally happen.
Okay.
Naturally right. say the word now. No, never mind. It's all right.
Don't ask me to do one of those off the head thing. I might say something that you get in trouble.
Bleep
over.
Out later.
Yeah.
Don't do that. So what's going on with you, sir? What's up? What's musically?
Well, I have a sinus infection right now, so I got 2 big steroid shots in the ass yesterday, and
good.
I feel great.
That's the information I was looking for.
Oh.
That's the inflammation we were looking for.
Hey!
All right, thank you very much. I'm done now for the day.
No, we're just here to do our thing, and I decided I wanted to make it a party, so I brought some locals in as well as some friends from L.A. and Long Beach to feature on this. So,
should we name them? You
yeah,
want to do
so,
it?
All right. Well, for the people who will actually be like really performing, although everyone is participating, to my right, I have Nathan Kent. He is the owner and founder of No Town Sound Records in Los Angeles. He's from Wichita, Kansas, and we're working on a record up in LA at the moment.
Great.
He looks like the only music, but the rest of you look homeless, but he looks like a music biz guy, doesn't he? He's got the hipster beard.
That might
thing.
Be, but he might be the only homeless person here. He knows how to clean up, though. And then to the right, we have my brother, Dylan, who is a veteran here. And my brother, Dylan, will be playing some djembe and percussion today.
Nice. And Dylan looks handsome, man.
I know.
Dylan gets
my
more
parents,
handsome every time
my
I
parents told me this morning that I should bring my beard down to his level.
Dylan, see, Dylan he shapes
Why
his
can't
beard.
You be more like Dylan? What's wrong
exactly.
with you?
And to the right of Dylan, we have the lovely Lauren Black, who's a favorite around here. She's a local songstress.
Also a KX veteran. Hello, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi.
Yo.
And then to the right of her, we have Miss Emma Reynolds, who is from, where are you from? Mount Shasta. But we met at Cal State Fullerton, and she's a jazz vocal major at Cal State Long Beach now.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, so those are the people taking part directly, but then everybody else is going to be helping me out. We have Jordan, who works at Project Juice in South Laguna here. We have my really good friend, Samantha Chamberlain. Samantha, come say hi to Austin. Come give a shout out to Austin. They just got married, everyone.
Hi, Austin.
Good.
And then
nice
and then we have my cousin visiting from England right now. She's French, but she spent a lot of her school years in England. So she says
we
darling.
Have her, we should have her
she
say
sounds kind of like
in,
Jason.
In English.
But not as ridiculous.
Well, en français. I didn't know they were allowing French people in England.
They're not
no.
really.
No. They're not who? Come and talk in that mic. Such a that's
she, you
a
sound very different.
That's
from
a
Jason.
Mid What's English up, Channel accent you've got there. Speak.
Say darling.
What do you really want me to say?
That's such darling. A mid. Isn't that got a bit of French darling. In it?
She sounds no. like a female Russell Brand.
No, Jason sounds like a female Russell Brand.
They call us roast beef. Did you know that the French?
They call
the
you
British. Yeah, they call us roast beef.
And then we have the one who's capturing the behind-the-scenes footage for today, the amazing, talented Arena B Photography.
Can I ask you a
That's
personal
her name,
question?
Arena
I always
B
ask
photography.
You a personal question.
Don't ask,
dude. Please, can I ask you?
Yeah.
Are you guys married yet?
No.
All right.
I said don't ask.
Okay, but it's still, are we still, are we
you're
still
gonna
on
ruin,
the right?
You're going to ruin her Christmas
okay,
present, okay?
I'll ask you later, Arena.
Okay. Well, you found her a decent husband.
I think I'm getting a few responses on Craigslist.
All right, Zach Churchill, why don't you play a song?
Wait, and
for
then
us?
We have an intern in here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Wait, you have an intern?
No, you do.
No, that's not an
she's
intern.
She's not an intern. She's,
oh, she's
been promoted.
A friend?
Yeah.
She's
she actually works
she's
here.
She's on payroll.
Oh, hi. Yeah. Sorry. That's are missing Leo, the amazing Venezuelan
man, I haven't
intern.
Talked about Leo in a long time.
Whatever happened to Leo and his perfect shoes?
I think he was deported, but then he came back. He lives in New York now.
Okay, I'm so sorry, but I would be, you know, remiss if I didn't mention my little sister, Savannah, who was hiding behind
Savannah. Hi, Savannah. Nice to meet you.
She got out of school today for this. So.
All right, well, that took a lot longer than I thought it would introduce everybody.
Okay, so, time's up now, so thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Play a song for us, Zach Churchill.
Okay, this is a blues song that I wrote for Christmas, and it's not a Merry Christmas song. It's about why I don't really deserve anything for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Whenever you're ready.
Let me turn the harmonica around. Don't get me anything. I said, do me a favor, darling. Don't get me anything. I've been no good to you, girl. I don't deserve a goddamn thing. Get me sneakers, don't get me clothes. Don't buy me socks, don't get me none of those. Please, baby, don't get me anything. I've been no good to you, girl. I don't deserve a single thing. Get me anything. I said, please, darling, please don't get me anything. I've been no good to you, girl. I don't deserve a goddamn thing. I took your money, I crashed your car, I sold your diamond ring for this guitar. So please, baby, please don't get me anything. I've been no good to you, girl. I don't deserve a single thing. Christmas, baby, and a happy new year, too. I said, Merry Christmas, girl, happy new year, too. Well, maybe next year I'll be true to you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's Zach Churchill live on KX93.5. Man, you sound better than ever, man. Seriously.
Really? Thank you so much.
Yeah, really, really good.
Thank you.
I thought so.
The bud shots.
Yeah, it's the bud adrenaline shot. Very cool. That was Zach Churchill's own original bluesy Christmas song
and
on KX93.5.
Unfortunately, it is autobiographical.
Well, no, I knew that. Yeah. I know that about all your music these days. So we're going to do a couple Christmas songs as well. Keep in mind, there is a secret word, right? I wonder if one will pop up in the Christmas song itself. It's possible.
It is possible because it's very much a Yuletide word.
Jingle. Mm-hmm. Jingle bell.
No, we didn't go for the jingle. That would have been a good one.
Mm. Wait, what did I hear?
Feliz Navidad. What?
Just a little closer to the mic. Please. Just right here. Just right there. Just right there.
Rudolph?
No.
Reindeer?
Yes. We've usually got a thing. Oh, here it is, though. Some applause playing in the background there.
Well done.
For those of you not wearing headphones.
What do they win today?
They win a snowball, which I'll provide them later.
Is it yellow snow?
Don't be rude. How disgusting.
Well, we've got a party in here, and I think we're going to use all these people in some way. Zach's currently choking on water and spilling it all over the place. But just whenever you're ready, we'll just get right back to the interview.
I'm ready.
What are you doing now?
Lauren?
Santa Baby?
Yep. We're going to do Santa Baby.
Because somebody else is going to sing, because it's probably a good idea.
And
he's choking.
You've never
I am choking.
You can't breathe.
Hey, what did Emma just win?
She won a snowball.
Snowball.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good guy, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
I like it, Jason. Shaking the banana.
Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, to hurry down the chimney tonight.
Think of all the fun I missed. Next year, I'll be just as good if you cross off my Christmas list.
Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot.
we forgot to mention one little thing.
A ring.
I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. So hurry down the chimney tonight. So hurry down the chimney tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
That was Lauren Black, everyone.
Woo! Lauren Black on female vocals. Zach Churchill on male vocals. Awesome. That was great.
Did
man.
They sound male? Were they good?
Yeah, yeah.
Like male-ish?
Well, it's just the adrenaline and the sinus infection, but yeah.
Manly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One more. Let's squeeze in one more. The annual Christmas tradition.
Oh,
I believe
yeah.
we've been doing this for 3 years now.
Yeah.
You always bring in a posse. It gets bigger every year. This year, 10 people in studio are going to contribute to the Christmas favorite, Feliz Navidad. Jason Fetty, you're going to contribute, right?
Am I?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. What is Feliz Navidad?
Really?
Nah, just kidding. Just trying to be very British.
All right. Zach Churchill's
live. I
keep
having to steal Jason's mic. No, right. You're
I'll
welcome,
give him
everyone.
Mine. It's all right.
You're welcome.
Zach Churchill's live on KX93.5. It's the annual Christmas thing. I just realized we forgot to wear Santa hats, though.
Aww.
Really unfortunate. But
it's gonna make a lot of difference in radio.
Nobody would have known. You didn't say it, Tyler.
You're right.
Oh, and Emma Reynolds will be featuring on this one as well.
Excellent. Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Emma Reynolds, everyone.
Man, controlled Christmas chaos in here right now. I love it. Nate, those are some wicked acoustic Christmas guitar solos. That was awesome.
Would you believe that none of us worked on this at all?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Oh, dear.
No, it was really fantastic, Zach.
It was a fun tradition. Spontaneous and totally cool.
The only way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you care about what you do and want to rehearse and stuff.
I promise you sounded great. Where can people see you coming up? Where's a show or two?
I play every Friday night at a great place off of El Toro Road in the 5 Freeway in Lake Forest called Brew. B-R-U with one of those. What are those things above the U?
Umlaut.
It's called Umlaut, yeah.
Brew.
Pronounced Brew.
Yeah, so I play there every Friday. I play there every Friday night, 7:30 to 10:30. So it's a great place, great beers on draft, great food.
Do you play blues?
I play a lot of blues.
It's such a fun Christmas tradition to have you in studio. Zach Churchill and everybody, thank you for contributing to the airwaves this morning. And I guess we'll see you in about a year.
If you're lucky.
No, no, thank you guys so Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX93.5.
Bye.
It's holiday season. Aereo, here in Laguna Beach, has something for everyone. Whether it's a stocking stuffer or that hard-to-find gift for someone special, we've got you covered. Plus, there's...